And as you connect with the energy of your loving heart, you may even wish to acknowledge it, thank it, have gratitude that your heart is always with you, automatically beating in the background. It is deeply connected with your soul energy. It is deeply connected to your intuition. And as you soften your breathing to a place where you are inhaling, perhaps for a count of 4 or 5 beats, and then exhaling for an even slower count of 5 to 6 beats, you bring your awareness to your heart and to gratitude. And from that place, we ask that question: Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know. And in that silence, let us turn our attention to the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a time this is. If you heard the channeling from last week, I said these words. It's here. This is the shift. The one we told you was coming. This is the light coming to the planet, although it looks odd in so many ways. In these last 2 years, there's been a major shakeup of so many things. There have been decisions to make. How did you do? There have been so many things presented to you, and now it even continues, as I said it would. This is a time that you were born for. We gave a channel not too long ago. It had to do with that which you experienced even before you got here. We spoke of that beautiful consciousness of your soul before you ever get to this planet, deciding to come. And almost all of you listening to this program, even the ones who casually are listening, had a choice to come or not to come during a time that might be volatile. Those of you who are seniors, you had a choice, even during that which was the Cold War, thinking perhaps there would be truly a nuclear war, an Armageddon, the end of times, even that which was predicted, perhaps even by many scriptures, and you came anyway. And I told you that there was a chance, that the ancients had called it, that this precession of equinoxes that moves you into the 2000s instead of being the end would be the beginning. Did I ever mention to you that the ancients were enamored, you might say, over this time, this precession of the equinox time? They all had prophecies over it, and they all gave prophecies that could go either way. You see this even in that which is the Hopi prophecy rock. A split would occur. You would have a choice to go one way or another just about now. This was foreseen. I told you about it and have been for many years. You knew this was going to happen before you got here, the potential of it going either way. And you came. That's why we love humanity so much. Those listening to this now, all of you, we know you're here and you're listening at whatever time you've chosen to see this. Knowing this, that the love you have for humanity, for the earth, for each other, you came, old soul, because you knew you could make a difference. This particular channel, last week's, and the ones to follow on this month, will all have this one theme. It's here. It's time to start planting the seeds you came with. Last week, we told you it would be like a farmer who had one set of circumstances all his life, time to plant, time to harvest, and that something shifted on the planet energetically, or maybe weather-wise, that gave him a perfect scenario to plant and harvest like no other. And it gave him crops that lasted longer and were larger and more abundant, and it was amazing. Same seeds, perhaps. That is what is occurring now. Everything you did and tried in the old energy that was sacred, metaphysical, now can blossom in a way that never has been seen on the planet. If you've put this together, it had to be this way. For even though light comes out, and we call it light coming to this planet, what it changes is you. It doesn't fall upon the soil of the earth. It falls on you, old soul. And the tools that you came in with start to expand. This has been the theme, if you figured this out, for all of these years since 2012. This is the time. But suddenly it is in your face, as you would say, because the changing earth, the changing times, are right here for you to see everything I told you, that when light starts to come out, the darkness objects. And that's what's going on. So it's time for those seeds you came in with to be planted. Now, this is a metaphor. Don't look for your seeds. The metaphor is this. You had them when you got here, truly. But you might say they were on the back shelf. You might have tried to trot them out and use them earlier on in an old energy, and there was disappointment. Disappointment. They simply didn't work the way you thought. You wanted to do this, write a book, build a healing center, do all of these things that were ingrained into you, old soul, and it didn't work. And now we tell you this. You did it too soon. Try again. Don't be daunted by it didn't work in the old energy. It's almost like you were on another planet. You tried it and it didn't work. And this is a new planet. This is a new world. This is one where the light is starting to come out and manifest itself right in the pockets of the old souls who are currently listening. What a deal. I want you to think for a moment. What is it that you would plant? There are many kinds of things, for yourself perhaps, for others perhaps. I will give you an axiom. The seeds of spirit are not things, they are concepts. So every seed that you carry, every one of that you carry, that metaphor, the thing that you have that you can then plant and manifest on this planet, is a concept. Now, some of these concepts are personal. But in planting the personal seeds, they harvest for the world. Let me explain that yet again. When you change, the things around you change. It's the example we have given many times of how the field works. What you have that changes in you affects everyone. And it's not just perhaps those around you in your family or your partnerships or your businesses. These things that you have that you place upon yourselves and develop yourselves go into a field that literally surrounds the planet. You might say that individually, you change something which is much, much greater and bigger. Individually, the drops in the ocean, they change what the ocean is. If you think about how many drops there are, the salinity of them or whatever, it happened many times for them to be what they are, but each single drop made a difference. It's different with the field because certain kinds of drops affect the field in a greater way than others. For instance, you'll say, well, there are those putting anger in the field. Yes, there are. And there are those putting compassion and kindness in the field. Yes, there are. So here's what I'll tell you that has been told to you over and over. One is greatly more powerful than the other. One is an emotion. The other one is magnificence. Can you guess which is which? It's time for you to plant something. Let me make a suggestion on what it might be. Each one of you are magnificent. Each one of you carry the attributes of mastery. What would it be like for you and the planet if you took out those seeds of mastery and planted them right now? And here's what you can think to yourself, or here's what you can conceive of. You can conceptualize this. The seeds are of your own mastery. I have defined what is involved in this. You think differently. You act differently. You're more mature. Things in your life start to change. You're more relaxed. And you start to plant those seeds right now. And you see yourself pushing them into the ground, covering them with dirt, watering them, and the sun is out now in a way it never has been before, and you start to see results almost immediately. The harvest happens simultaneously with the planting. That is extremely multidimensional. No time is involved, and immediately you start seeing the results in your own life. You've taken an action that you conceived of, mastery. What happens with mastery? Mastery is a slow development inside you of your magnificence. And you start to feel it. It comes through intuition, changes in the way that you see others, the changes on how you act when certain things take place, and what you see that you wish to do that might be different from last year or even last week. That's mastery. And what happens next is the start of something grand. As you begin to harvest that energy that you have planted, that you brought with you for this time, right now, when the light is starting to come out, that energy goes everywhere. It's designed to, dear ones, those seeds, those metaphoric, multidimensional seeds of mastery, they zing out of the ground and they go into the field, they go around the world, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference. This is the invitation for you right now. To conceptualize taking something that came with you, that you know you brought. This is the seed of magnificence, of mastery. And you decide, I'm going to plant it now. See yourself pushing it into the ground, covering it with the soil, watering it, and up starts coming something beautiful. Perhaps the first thing you hear is music. Maybe you feel the benevolence of your guides hugging you and the kindness pouring into your heart, perhaps that you've needed all along. And you start feeling a change in you, in your body, in how you think. Welcome to the shift. Welcome to the change I told you about that you came here for. You're the ones. It's here. It's time. You're the ones. This is why I told my partner to start this show. It's for the time. This particular streaming episode, all of this designed for you, the ones who would watch this kind of a show and be the members in this kind of a show, an organization, a program, are the very ones, the old souls with the seeds. I am crying, in love with humanity. And so it is.